is being learned Lili Nishmas Moron Rababram Yaki Beramei Zan Volakoyim Nishmas Rab Nusana Ben Rab Zalman Pinchas Akoyim Nishmas Rab Yeshua Chaim Ben Ramotre Tzvi Alevi Nishmas Rab David Ben Rameshe Grossman Kulam Zechainam Lebroche Biyoan Daf Pei Omed Beis. We have to learn the Taisus and the Sugya we had learned yesterday. We had heard in the Gemara a memre of Rabbi Shaya. Rabbi Shaya said that in the Mishnah it says, Shneyam Kochim, so the din is that that on the Shaini it's possible, Vesayfiges Arboyim, Possible as Mechusas man, Besefik es Aboyim als Oisei ves Benoi. So Rabbi Shaya said, this cannot go according to Rab Shimon, because according to Rab Shimon, Shchite Sheine Ruyehi, the Shchite of the Aim, is a Shchite Sheine Ruyeh. The Kama, the Leizorik Dam, Le Mishteri Boso, because the Shchita is not matter the Boso of the Aim, so therefore, Shaini, my Seifiges Arboyim, Upotel, you didn't shech the Aim, Oshmami no, the Leikerabshin. Let us see Taisvitz, the Kama, the Leizorik Dam, Le Mishteri Boso, that the Shchita is not matter before the Zrikas Adam, so it's not called the Shchita Ruya. So Taisa says, Vafulu Shochat Sheini Acher Shenizrak Dam Horish. Afulu he shechted the Ben after they were Zerik the Dam of the Aim. Choshev Shchita Rishayne Ein Ruya. But the Shchita Rishayne, Rabbi Shaya held that the Shchita Rishayne is Ein Ruya. Timin the Bishas Shchita Akati Lehoi Saruya, because it wasn't Ruya Bishas Shchita. Later you was doing the Dam, so that's not considered a Shchita Ruya. Chaktoisvitz Ba'afal Gav de la Rabbi Shimon Koloimed Lizroik Kizorik Domi. Rabbi Shimon holds Koloimed Lizroik Kizorik Domi. So now we have simultaneously, that means as soon as he shechts, so we say, Kol Oimed Lizroik Kizorok Domi, so it seems, Bishas the Shchita, it is Mutter Bachil already. So, on this Taisus has two terutzim. Number one, Hainu Davke La'acher Sheniskabel Bekois. The holding of Kol Oimed Lizroik Kizorok Domi is after the Dam was Niskabel Bekois. So I say, Kolaimed Lizroik Kizorik Domi, but till the Kapole, it wasn't named Lizroik. So that means, Bishas the Shchita wasn't named Lizroik as yet, so it's not called a Shchita Rui. That's one Mahalach. Vaoi, the Taisu says a second Mahalach, that, forget about that, that it's a delayed action, till it will become mutter, so that made it a shchita sheine ruya. Now, kimen dal yidei shchita greide le mishteri boso, since the shchita alone is not matter the boso, ela mishum de chizorik domi le shive shchita ruya. That doesn't make it a shchita ruya. That means a shchita ruya means that the shchita has to be matter. Ela maisa the shchita isn't matter. You need the Zrika to be matter, so I have the Zrika. Fine. Kolaimed Lizroik Kizorik Domi. But Lemaise, that what Rabbi Shaya holds, that you need a Shchita Ru'uy in order to be called to have a Shem Shchita, it means that the Shchita has to be the matter. And here the Shchita is not the matter, the Zrika is the matter. Fine. So Taisu says, Tu Lamdeshe Terutzen. So now we understand the Gemara perfectly. But this is Fakel from the Gemara in Baba Kamen. ואם תאימה, זה במרובה משמה, זה שחיטס קודשם, אבי שחיטה רויה. הכל התערב שמן, ותחשיטס קודשם, זה כל זה שחיטה רויה. אפילו נשפח אדם, אם נבדדם אז נשפח, as soon as it was niskabu bekeili, it was nishpach, it's called a shchitarui, at kolom edrizroi kizroiktam. So now, Teisvis brings down a sugya in Bobekamen. The porich amas nisen, the mechayev Rab Shimon, abo vachamishe bekotshim, shechayev vachiyusa. As is Rab Shimon said, if a person stole a kolbin, he stole a kolbin, and the kolbin, the Bala Kobin said, Harei Olai, Lahavi Kobin Zu. So, we have a klal, Kolagoyram Lamomin Kimomin Domi. So, since the Bailam is Mechuyev Bachayis, and this Kobin, because of this Kobin, it's Goyram Lamomin, he doesn't have to bring another Kobin. So, it's considered that the Ganev stole from the Bailam. It's not considered he stole from they said this, he stole, that's called the Gunnar Mibesahish, it's called the he stole Mereyeyu, because the Nignav is the Balakob, because since he's Chaye Bachaye, so we say Goyram Lamomin Kemomin Domi, so Mamele, so the Ganev is, it's considered the Ganev stole from a Hedyot. But here it says that according to Rav Shimon, who holds Goyram Lamomin Kemomin Domi, Mischayev abo vechamisha bekotshim shechayev vachiyus. Mischayev dalet vehei. Mischayev dalet vehei. So that means if he shechted it, mischayev dalet vehei. That's what Reb Shimon holds. Frek the Gemara, shchite she'ein ruyei. Now the Gemara understood in the beginning that it is speaking about that the Ganev stole a korban from the Bailim. He shechted it chutz lemikdash. So it's not roi lachile, so it's a shchita shein aruye. So memele, so why is he chayiv dalet vehei? That's not called tavoyach tevach. B'tok chom chorat, that's not called tviche. Umuki ravdimi b'shoichet tmimim l'shem bailem b'fnim. So ravdimi says, no, that's not the story. The story is, he shechted the kolben, and then he took this kolben, the Ganav took the kolben in the Beis HaMikdash, he shechted it, l'shem the Bailim, so it's a kosher kolben, so it's a shchita ruya, it's a shchita ruya, gewaldig, it's a shchita ruya. So memele, so that's what you chayv dalet vehei. Frag the Gemara, ho chozra keren le Bailim, the dalet of the guys, ho chozra keren le Bailim, so the Gemara says, no, that's not a good case. Because if he shechted the korban b'fnim l'shem ha-bailim, so ke'ilu he returned the dova ha-nignav to the bailim. That means the bailim had a korban. The purpose of the korban was to shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash. The ganav shechted it in the Beis HaMikdash for the bailim. So that's called the hashava. The bailim got back what was stolen from him. So you're not chayav dal v'hei on that. That can't be the case. So the Gemara says, "Kshenishpach adam." No. It's talking about that the dam was nishpach. So since the dam was nishpach, so the bailam didn't have a ritzui. The bailam didn't have a ritzui that you need this rike that the bailam should have a ritzui. Didn't have a ritzui. So it's not called chazra keren lebailam. So memele. So that's the case. Correct the Gemara, but we have another problem. V'chi shchita materes, zrika materes. So memele, there wasn't a shchita. It was nishpach adam. There was no, so the shchita wasn't mater. So we're back where we started from. Safilu, he shechted it in the Beis HaMikdash. But it's not muta b'achila because there was no zrika. Umishani, enfet the Gemara, Kol oimed li zorek, zorek domi. No, legabi the heter achila, we say, kol oimed li zorek, zorek domi. Lekach avi shchita ruya. That's what's called a shchita ruya. So now, Tosfos in the beginning had asked a question, Rabbi Shaye, why is it called a shchita sheinerui letze koloi medrisa kizorik domi? So Tosfos said, too long to shit to mutzim. It's not mutter right away, you need Kabbalah bekeili, or if it's mutter right away, but al kaponi, you need that a shchita should be mata in order to make it a shchita luye. That's very nice. But you see, Tosfos is enough to gemara fakir. The Gemara in Baba Kama is speaking according to Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon says, if you shech takom sheyesh bo yachai shechayim dalad vehei, the Gemara has a problem, you need a shchita ruya, and the Gemara says, no, you shech to the kolom brisa kizorik domi, so it's called a shchita ruya. So all the lomdas, what I said over here, it seems the Gemara doesn't know that lomdas. So now we're back to Rabbi Shaye. So why did Rabbi Shaye say it's not called a Shechita Ruye? Because it's Rikis matter. I say Kolam Elisa Kizorik Domi. And that solves all the problems. But Rabbi Shaye Gupi Isloi Bepeik HaMenoches Van Nesochim to Rabbi Shimon Kolam Elisa Kizorik Domi Gabi Noisa. The Gemara over there is speaking about as follows. There's another Rav Shimon. There's a Rav Shimon that holds that in order for an oichel to be mekabel tume, it has to be an oichel asher yeyochel. It has to be roi to give someone else to eat. It has to be roi lachila for himself or for someone else. Then it's mekabel tume. If it's not roi lahachil, it doesn't have a shame oichel. Rabbi Shaye says as follows, according to this is Rab Shimon. Rabbi Shaye says, according to Rab Shimon, if a person shechted a korban 5 minutes before the Shkia, and it was Roy Lizrek Adam, he had 5 minutes to be Zerik the Dam, he wasn't Zerik the Dam, he didn't do anything, And the whole night, in the past of the night, it became noiso. So Rabbi Shai says, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's mekabel tume. Why is it mekabel tume? Because it was roi, since he shechted it 5 minutes before the shkia, so it was roi lizrik as adam. So he said, koloi mid lizrik as oik. Tome says, it's considered that it was roi lachila. So memele, so it's mekabel tume. So we see the concept of Koloi Midlizre Kizor Domi helps a fellow according to Rabbi Shai. I leave it to Rabbi Shimon. So now we're stuck. So Taisa says now, V'yeshloima, the Davke Lahachshiv Noisa Oichel, Rabbi Shai holds as a concept of a Koloi Midlizre Kizor Domi. So there, the Davke Lahachshiv Noisa Oichel, Shatayochel Achila Achayim, Isla Rabbi Shimon, the Kizor Domi, it is a shame Oichel. It is a shame eichel tzroi lachila because it's kizorik domi. Avle leshav yeshchita ro'uye mishum de kizorik domi leslai. I said before to lom de shechalukim, kizorik domi will not give the shchita a shame shchita ro'uye because you need kabbalah bekele, you need that the shchita should be matter. Oh, fine. So what is Rabbi Shai going to do with the Gemara in Baba Kamech? I mean, we have a problem. If we're going to say this lomdus that Koloim and Lizroi cannot make it a Shechita Ruya, good, the lomdus will accept. But what do we do with the Gemara in Baba Kamech? So now we have a problem. What will Rabbi Shaye do? Rabbi Shaye does not hold that the lomdus of Koloi Midlizraik Kizorik can make it a Shechita Ruya. So what is he going to do with the Mishnah Merube? Vehi the Merube of a Mishani Rabbi Shaye Keresh Lokish. Resh Lokish is a different mahalach to Fahem for Rabbi Shimon. The kasha was Rabbi Shimon holds that a sheichet kochim, if a person stole kochim, shechay bach yusin, yechay b'dalot vehei, it's not a shechita ruya. So Resh Lakish says, it's speaking about balei mumin b'chut. It's speaking about balei, that he shechted, the korban was a bal mum. gesheftet it bachutz, mishum d'choloi medlivteis kipodoi domi. So memele, so that makes it a shchita ruya. Now, how do we understand this? So how do we understand this? Does not make it a shchita ruya. And kolomid livtois kepodi domi makes it a shchita ruya. So Taisvi says, it's a moyodik echila, tiny mishum, the zrike tluya b'shchita. You can't make zrike till you make shchita. And the shchita, in order to become a shchita ruya, you need the zrike. So it's not called a shchita ruya, because you can't make, the shchita is not matter till the zrike. And the zrike is dependent till you make the shchita. So therefore, it's not called a shchita ruya. Aval p'diyah ain't tluya b'shchita. P'diyah is not tluya b'shchita. You have a balmum, so you could be pointed before the shchita. So memele, you have a balmum, so I say right away, kolomid livtis kepodi domi. So it's podi already. So now you shechted, it's choy lachila. So there's no problem whatsoever. So this is called a shchita ruya. That's Rabbi Ishaya, that was the beginning of the sugya. But now, at the end of the sugya, and that payalef and medalef, we hear that havinami shchitas kochim shchita ruya. Now, at the end of the sugya, now Rava was machadish, that afil according to Rab Shimon, shchitas kochim is a shchita ruya. And tak out the longest, like the Gemara says, the merube, mishum dechazorik tomi, kamay b'merube. Because the end of the sugya says the masik, the Gemara says, the oisai ve'es b'noi noyik b'kochim. That means it's noyik b'kochim, so it's considered you shechted the aim. It's called by the aim, there was a shchita ruya. So al kochach, al zolomdes koloim el lizrei kezorg domi. El adalekim malkis, there's no malkis when you shecht the ben, mishum das roa sofiki. Das roa sofik, Shema lo yizrei kada. Maybe when he shechted the ben, they won't be zayrik the dam, and then they won't be zayrik the dam. Was have a shchita shein ruya. So it's a sofik if the shchita sa ben is a shchita ruya. The af al gav de memeruba mrin in the shchita ruya hi apilu nishpach adam. So what do you mean he won't be zayrik the dam? The Gemara says in Merubah that filo nishpach adam yisar koloi medluizah kezorik domi. So Taisi says, no, there's a big chilek. Och, it's a mechusah zman hu. Here, it's a mechusah zman. It's the ben, it's oisei ves benoi. It's not oi medluizah. Vein roi lizah, to osa lizah. Loi havi kezorik. Here you don't say oi medluizah kezorik domi. You only say Oymed Lizrik is Zorg Domi if there's a mitzvah to be Zorik. So I consider it has a din Zorik, Lagabi it has a Teres Oichel. But something that's also Lizrik is Adam, you don't say Oymed Lizrik is Zorg Domi. So the Ben is not Oymed Lizrik because it's a Mechusas Mat. Bochem Rinim Bamevi Yoshim Toli. Hey, Madame Rapshimik is Zorg Domi. Bemidi the Oymed Lizrik, something that's Oymed Lizrik. That is a din of Zorik. Und bei Peirik, am Enochis, van Esochim, the Mar also says the same thing, Bishloi Mepore, Mitzvah Livdoiso, there's a mitzvah to be paid that Pore, Peirish, Bishamotze, Noimeno, Lekach, it's Oim with Livdois, Kepodi Domi, Ala Menochis, Aba Menochis, Ein Mitzvah Livdoiso, so then you don't say, call him Livdois, Kepodi Domi. Fine. Later, Rav Hamnune said the same thing. Rav Hamnune started saying that because you need a shchita ruya, and then the Gemara bombarded him, and then the Gemara says, no, Rav Hamnune meant something else. You're not like it by oisiv es benoy when you shech the ben because it's asro sofik. And Rabbi Shaya said the same thing over here. Rabbi Shaya said that according to Rav Shimon, it's not shayach to shech the aim because it's not a shechita ruye, and the Gemara doesn't ask on Rabbi Shaya. V'yesh loyna. The Rabbi Yeshaya loy oma elo de masnisim de kochim bifnim loyosi ke Rav Shimon. Rabbi Shaya did not say anything. He just said the Mishnah doesn't go according to Rav Shimon. Vashasu de koma. The Gemara understood that the Sheini Amaisoivik apostle, the Shas understood that Rabbi Shai also, according to Rabbi Shimon, it shouldn't be possible because the Shechita same is not a Shechita Ruya. Aval Rabbi Shai, Epshloin Daik, Elam Isoivik, Esaboim Luchut, Amaisoivik, Vasro Sovik, Igmesh, Sheyishoba Maskoda. Nakak Lepoch, Elal Rabam Nune, Dame Behegi, Dei Noise, Ves Mei Noig Bekoshim, Mishum de Shechita Skoshma, Vishchita Sheine Ruya. That means Rabbi Shai just said one word. He said the mission is not going according to Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara assumed that Rabbi Shai means because that there's no, it's not possible because the Shechita same is not a Shechita Ruya. That's an assumption of the Gemara, not Rabbi Shai never said it. So Lemaisa, the Gemara can ask anything on Rabbi Shai. But Rabam Nune, Taki said it. Rabam Nune said it's not Shayach, Oisivets Benoy Bekotchim. So on Rabam Nune, Rove bombarded him from a Baraisa, that we see clearly that it is Shayach, the concept of Oisivets Benoy Bekotchim. The Rabbeinu Tam avoids this kasha, Goposh, Legoris Ocha Uposel. That Rabbi Shaya didn't say Rabbi Shaya said according to Rabbi Shimon it won't be possible. It's not going to be possible because the shechita same as the shechita ruya. Ela ma'isoyveg v'suloi. The Gemoni said, Rabbi Shaya said, why is it soyveg as a boim? Umikoy chasro soyveg medag the gemoy shulavi amaskole. So memele, so shalom al Yisrael. Therefore, according to Rabbi Natam, it's go poshet, Rabbi Shaya never said that the Shechita same is not a Shechita Ruya. That's why the whole kash was only on Rabbi Mnune. In Toima, now, so what's the kash according to Rabbi Natam? Why is he soifig as our boy? Why is he soifig as our boy? Also, he said, as benoi, says chosofik. According to Rabbi Shimon, says chosofik, because maybe he won't be zerik to that. Maybe he won't be zerik the dam. It's not a shechita ruya. Ela mishum lav the mechusas man the loisasun. Dhamepeg basra dezvochim the loki la Rab Shimon. That means Rab Shimon holds, we'll see later, klo, Rab Shimon holds a korban that later will be roi lakrove, and you shecht it now before it's roi lakrove, so the yoiva lav of loisasun, and this lav you get malchus. Either you get malchus because it doesn't say leishishchetu, it says loisasun, or you get malchus because the pasuk tells us there's a lav over here, even though it's a shchita shein eruye, so it's like shchutechutz. Well, amaisi you get malchus. So what's the problem? Amaisi if you guess arboim, Could be Yitzayfik Esar Boim, because of the love of Leisasa. Yishloim with Lechoshu, B'chol Mas Nisan Dektoni V'ashen Yitzayfik Ar Boim, El Elav Do'isiv Es Benoi. The Mishnah is speaking about all the Malkas of Do'isiv Es Benoi, and that's the Shechit of the second one. So that's the Seifik that we're speaking about. So you can't say it's going according to Rav Shimon, and it's a different Seifik, because of the love of Laisasun. Vililki nami mishum mechusar zman. Now the Gemara asked the Kashe, Amishli is not going according to Rab Shimon. And so the Gemara asked, so by Kochim, when you shechted the second Vahima Bifnim, you should get twice Malkis, one as Oisev Es Benoi, in second, als mechusas man, that you have a love of lo yerotze. Teime eichi lilki o avilav shebekloloi shein lo yken olov. This love of lo yerotze is it's a kloloistic love. Lo yerotze, if it was a balmum, if it's a saruah, a kolot, There's a multitude of cases that there's a lab of Le'yerotze. Well, it says in the Baraisa, Kol apsulim shabisher shabiseh huba Le'yerotze. So all psulei akrove yoive the lab of Le'yerotze. So since it's koilo, a lot of psulim, so my male, that's called a lab shabiklolis. Shein loikinolab, ki yahidu Le'yerotzel ki koili shein. There's a pasuk, one is not permitted to eat kochim psulim. The shini mina kol shebe koydish pasul. All kochim psul, whatever the psul might be, but kosim litan loisas al achilah, say if it's pasul al tioitze al tomei al. Whatever the psul is, there's a lot of now to eat kochim psulim. Because he like the prayer kol shor, lav shebe klobus. The Gemara had asked Akasha, we just mentioned now, why are you not like Shmeinim? So Rabbi Zeire said, Hanach l'mechusas man, that kosev nitke le'ese, the Torah, it's a lab, a nitke le'ese, because it says, miyoyim hashminei v'hola yerotze, miyoyim hashminei ein, mikoin mikoraloi. So Memele, Gemara says it's a lab anitik leesa. Perish bekunteres. Leidomi leesa di shiluach. It is a tana that holds the esa of shiluach, the shiluach account is not a lab anitik leesa. Havi meikore, because there, pshat and posik is, shalach to shalach esaim. It says, leikach esaim esaim, leikach esaim alabonim, shalach to shalach esaim. So there's a tanya that holds, it's not called a lava nitik lese, because the shalach is, before you shouldn't take it. That, a lava nitik lese means after the lava there's an esse. Here the pasuk is telling us, shalach to shalach, send away the mother, v'lo yikachem. Even though the shalach says later, but it means send it away before and don't take it. So there the esse is, it's irrelevant when, where the esse was written. But the esse is going on before the lav. That's, it says, le'yikachem alabonim, shalach to shalach, but the shalach means, don't take it and send it then away. So this is not called a lav anitik le'esse, because this esse was meant to be done, not to be over the lav. Lav anitik le'esse means that after the lav, this is the esse. Fine. So Mamele, so that is not called a lava nitik lesa. Avol hayesa al kochach acher halavu. The lavu toich shive. The lav is lo yerotze toich shive. You're not allowed to be makir with it to mechusos man. The esa acher kach. Yemeshmini v'ola yerotze. So here, since the esa is after the lav, the lav is on the first 7 days, that is after the lav, this is called a lav anitik les. Mashma, sheroitza leforish, kamoisha nitik leesa shebishas. It seems Rashi wants to say that this is a psaposhet a lav anitik les. Rashi says it's different than shiluach hakan. Shiluach hakan, it was not said to be a tikkun on the esa. It was said, send it away before and don't take it. But here it means, b'yayim hashmini v'hola yehotze. So here this is after the 7 days. So this is a lav anitik lesa. The tema, the loidomi, where do we find such a lav anitik lesa? The loidomi l'noisa ugzele. The hosam acher she'over halav bo esin l'saki ma she'over. Every lav anitik lesa he stole, so there's a din, ve'eshev es egzeila. I made it noisa, so there's an esa, you should burn the noisa. So that is the tikkun of the lav, that's a lav anitik lesa. Again, the esa was said after the lav, to be misakin the lav. Schreifes noisa is misakin the lav. Hashav is gzeila is misakin the lav. Saki mashav avoki yehi dahoche loy matzino. What kind of a ticket is over here? It says you're not allowed to be shibishomi yitachasimai. You're not allowed to be makrabit.
He was makrivit. He was makrivit. That's the law. He was makrivit teich zmanoi. Zmanoi. You don't care malkis, because the pasuk says, b'yayim eshmini v'olei yavotze. What kind of tikkun is this on the law? What he should have done, he should wait for the yayim eshmini. There's a mitzvah, b'yayim eshmini v'olei yavotze. How is this a tikkun on the law? It's a very modern law. Lavanitik lesson. Laimatino. Umiyu Taisu said, then Taisu did a little soul searching. No. We find something in Shas similar to what Rashi said. Taisu is going to say it's not there. Umiyu Matino le'esiki agadne. Beperik omer lehem amemune. The omer Rabbi Yirmiye, belav the nevela kemiflegi, ihavi nitik le'esik. My dom a call the gera shabby sherech or titnena vacholo. A majidik is a gim like loy, a gemore. The gemore says that an oilo is machapa and a lava nitic lesser. Now the gemore is looking for lava nitic lesser. Like is Rabiesi, a glili, I think, and Rabakive. Rabiesi really says, no, lava nitic lesser and the veiler. What's the lava nitic? So first it says Allah, it's called Allah and it's a blessing. I mean, if I go and eat it, I can't be Mekayim the Esser. Afal Pikein, the Gemara says that this is called Allah and it's a blessing. God, and after the lav, it says an essay. They say l'kol nevela, l'gershem yisharecha titan l'bachol. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili calls it a lav anitik lesser. I had you understand it. A problem, but there's a gemara in Yuma that says like this. So this is mamish Rashi bayos. Rashi said there's a lav of shiva shomim, there's a lo yerotze. If you makrib it, teich manoi, it's lo yerotze. There's an essay. What is that cell? Akasha Pamaise. But you have the same Gemara in Yume. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, you have the Gemara in Yume. The Gemara says in Yume that, that according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's called Alav Anitik La'eser Nevela. Alav Nevela Kemiflegi, you have Anitik La'eser, but my Dama called Ager Shabisharecha Titna Nevachola. Avalaini Raya. So that's what Taisa says, to bring a Raya from that Gemore, Aini Raya. Chode Dabai. Polygalay, Abai Yisraelik and Rabbi Yomi, Roma de Kulalme, Lav Ma'alyo, not a Lavanita class. Vafilu, Le Rabbi Yomi, the Ike man, the Korilay Nita class, I know Hosam, the Nichtav, Le Esse, Miyad, Acha, Lav. Since the S is written right after the Lav, so that's called a Lavanita class. Avalesse, the Miyay Mashmini, Aine Nichtav, Miyad, Acha, Lav, the Lo Yerotze. So Yitzchak not called Alav Anitik Lesser. Now I'd like to mention two things. Taisus sound is a Gemara that sounds very much like Rashi. A Moiradike Gemara in Yume. The Gemara says in Yume that the Lav, according to Yitzchak, was the Rav of Leisaychlu Nevele is Alav Anitik Lesser because it says afterwards. Again, Hashem Yisharecha Titnena Vachola. Rabbi Yosi calls it a lava nitik lesser. So Taisa says, well, the machlokes in this. Rabbi Apoligalei. And then Afilu, this called lava nitik lesser. This only, because it's written right afterwards. Rashi over there explains. Rashi and Yuma explains, you know what the shayla is over there? Because there, the essay really was meant to be done before the law. The pasuk means, You shouldn't eat in a veiler. No, what should you do? Give it to a goy, let a goy eat. So there, even though the Esser was written after the law, but the Kavanah of the Esser is before the law. That means don't, the Kavanah of the Esser is don't eat it, give it to the goy to eat. There is, so Rashi explains, Rabbi Yosef Glili holds, but since it was written after the law, it's called also law and it's a class. Rabbi Kiva is chaylik. But Fakel, so there the whole reason is because the kavana of the Esther is to do this before the law. That's why it's not called the law and it's a class. Here Rashi Bayos was very mad. Rashi said, over here the Bayos, Miyay Mashmini Yerot is after the 7 days. Not because it was written. The S is speaking about after the 7 days. 7 days you should not be makrevit, that's the law. And then the 8th day bring it for a korban. So this S is after the 7 days. So this, according to everyone, is a law and it's a classic. Therefore, that what Tosfos says is the whole shaila of the Gemara in Yumi, because the S of Lager Shebisharecho is much worse than the S of Miyay Mashmini Vole Yerotze. The answer of Lager HaShabisharecha, the Kavona is, don't eat it and give it to the guy to eat. So the answer is telling us what to do not to be over the law. So it's not an answer after the law. It's an answer before the law. So therefore there's a machlekes if it's called a law and it's a glasser. But by Yos Rashi, by Yoy Mashmini, by Ola Yerotze, there's Zichr, as she says, it's a Zichr after the 7 days. The 8th day, it's an answer to bring it. So that later, I found Baruch Hashem the Leib Aryeh says that this kash is not shver on Rashi. But I want to mention that this is a psalm muridik Rashi, but we have to understand the mechanics of that psalm, but in the mice over here, it is allowed to bring a korban. I brought the korban, I won't get malchus, because there's a mitzvah says to bring it to the 8th day. So by Emerson, I'd like to mention two Rashis, and the Bachsim, but this will understand Shita's Rashi. Rashi in Mesechtes Yume says, why is it called a lav and it's a class? So Rashi says, loidomi lelav bechasime. That means the makor of Malkis by a lav, we learn out from Leisachsim Sherbedish. That's the lav. There's a lovely Sachem Shabbadisha, and Aboim Yakeno, but then we learn now that you get Malkus on the love. That love does not have an essay that was said afterwards. That love doesn't have an essay, finished. If you have a love that has an essay afterwards, it's not doima to the love. Don't ask me mechanics. It's not doima to the love of Leisachsim. The love of Leisachsim doesn't have an essay afterwards, just like we learn a multitude of other things. A love shame by my saying like not to me the love the loisachsim. That means love the loisachsim is the mushel that the Torah told us. Every love that is similar to loisachsim, you can get malchus. The love of loisachsim doesn't have an essay afterwards. This love has an essay, so finish. So you don't get malchus. It's different than that love. This is Rashi in Yuma. Now I'd like to mention a Rashi in Bava Metzia with Achsam Sefer, and with this we'll see Psamir the Kazakh. The Gemara in Nezer Nesher, Rav Samach Beis, the Gemara says like this: if a Malve took ribbis and he gave back the ribbis, someone says it's a lava and it's a glass. Because there's an essa to give it back. There's an essa to give it back. So Memele of Leicha Yuse. So this, it's a lav and it's a glass. That's what the Gemara says. The Malva took ribbis, he gave it back, it's a lav and it's a glass. So, it says over there, Poitrin es a malve besa orev, if the Ramazah the ribbis from Malkis. So Trashi, Poitrin min loisase u Malkis. Im neshe yesh ben kumasei, avle lav and it's a glassay. The poitrin miloi sase umi malkis. So the Chassam Sofer brings down the Pnei Shuas Akasha. Doesn't know what's a poitrin miloi sase. The person took ribbis. He was able to loi sase. He gives back the ribbis. So he won't get malkis. That's a lava nita klasa. But What is the taitz poitrin miloisatz? As if it's a Bnei Yeshua. He doesn't understand Rashi. Kasha and Rashi. Zotach sam soifer, v'lo yodati my kashalei. I don't know what his problem is. The vadai ha-mikayim ha-esei, alav anitik lesei, menatik lav ligamri, v'lo inisha boiroishim ha-veiro klau. Alav anitik lesei, it means, if I'm mikayim ha-esei, finish. There's no aveir, nothing. It seems on to do cure. It's nothing. Alav anitik lesei, you mikayim ha-esei, boom. So it's like to never, you never, there's no roishim aveira klal. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. So that's what Rashi says, that the love is blessed. So he wasn't over under love and he doesn't get malchus. So it comes out, according to Rashi, there are two dinim. That's what we know, there's a concept of a love and it's a that this is misakin. That's true. That's another vote. You made noisa, you burn it. It's masakin everything. Not only a ptul malchus. There's no lav. That's one type of lav anitik lesa. We have a lav anitik lesa in Yume that Rabbi Yossi said is a lav anitik lesa. You shouldn't eat nevela. You should go and give it to a goy to eat nevela. So it's lav anitik lesa. So there, I ate in the veil, don't tell me that there's no goy shemaveira, because the pasuk says give it to the goy. I didn't give it to the goy, I ate it myself. But malchus you won't get. That's what Rashi says. Malchus is not the love, the chsimim. So according to Rashi, there are two types of love and itik lesa. There's one type of love and itik lesa. If the tzura of the love is not like the love, the chsimim, the love, the chsimim, that doesn't say an essay afterwards. So whatever is similar to that lav, you get malchus. If there's an essay afterwards that's not similar to that lav, you don't get malchus. That's it. But for Seisach, it didn't avail it. And then there's such a lav and itik lesser, the way we understand a lav and itik lesser. There that means that, that he's misakin with the essay. That's another taka, another din of a lav and itik lesser. Bekitzel. But Taisvis doesn't like Rashi. Taisvis says that the whole Gemara in Yume is only according to Rabbi Yirmiya, and there only because it says right afterwards. So that's why it's not time to love the Chsima. But could be Rashi or not like that. Yeah. So Mamela, so what's on our Gemara though? We have a Gemara. The Gemara says that it's a love and it's a glass. Venira leforish. So Taisa says a beautiful pshat na Gemara. Hanach lemechusas man, da kosev nitkei milavi de lo yerotze, lo yhavi bechlau shar psule. That means, not it's a lav hanitik lesser. The posik was megale to us, that even though, all psule koidish, If you're makriv, there's malchus of leyerotzim, but the psul of mechusas man, there's no malchus. Na kosev nitke meilav de leyerotzim, lehavi bechlau shal psulim, lehavi belav de leyerotzim. That means that it's not similar to all psulim, ale nitke leaser. This psul of mechusas man, there's no lav on it, there's no leyerotzim. This is Pshat in the Gemara. Why did the Pasuk have to tell us, I know every psul in Kodesh is the love of Yerotze. Why did the Torah have to tell us, Miyay Mashmini Yerotze, but the 7 days not? Why do I need this? There's a love already. The last one, Lemay Medosa, Kodi Yerotze, Shesh, Boy, Gamesayim, a love. Chlechadik, Lemidrish, Lemakmina, Lebelabi, Yeseri. This no look me halav b'shar psulim. So Tataisa says, no, you don't say, comes to say, that's mocham, it's a lav essay. I say, this posik is coming to tell us that the psul of mechusas man is not like all other psulim, that when you're makiv, there's a lav of lo yerotze. No, mechusas man, the whole iser is an iser rasei, yemeshmini v'holo yerotze, v'loi b'shiva sayomim. So this pasuk was written to me, Megala, that the psul of lo yerotze is not applicable here. Baba heine tikle esek, he de psochim, de peirik elu dvorim, so tois me says, verkehrt, it's another vote in ganzen. Da mrinen heise, de teure showed us that this psul is a gringere iser, it's an iser as in other love. Da mrinen, de gemore says, mitzoyre she nichnas lifnim mimchitzosoi, a mitzoyre has to go out from balad machnes. What if a metzoyre was nichlas nimnechitzosei? Poto, shenemar bodod yeshev. Hakosev nitkoi leese. Peirish, what does it mean over there? He went.
Behavi einitik lesa, ki do psochne peke el odvorm, demrine metzoyre shenichnas lefnim mechitzosei poto, shenemar bodod yeshev, hakosev nitkoi leese. What does it mean over there? Perish nitkei mishat meyim, the iser of a mitzoyre to go into the machne is an essay. The Torah says, "Mevesh bodad yeshek mechutz l'machne moishov." He should stay there and not go in. So this is different than all other tmeyim, mishat meyim. The have b'lo yitamu machneim. So lahamid ha'essay the bodad yeshek a mitzoyre. The love of lo yitamu machneim does not apply by mitzayre. There's only an esav bodad yeshev. V'chein acholitz liyevemtoi. If a person gives chalitze, da have b'lo yivne, kivin shloibone, shuv lo yivne. Lo yivne. Ubo lo hoitziyoy mikores teishesoch. So there it means, it's not a love, it's a love over there. No, pshat is, the posik says, acholitz. The pasuk says a choleitz is bo aleishes achiv etzach halitze. There's no isareishes ach. There's only a lot. That means the Torah was menatek from the isareishes achiv from a choleitz. He's only over layivne. V'chein havore lelav yotzeso l'rab yoisi. It says, "Loisavar eish b'chomesh v'seichem yoy ma'shabos." So this posik is coming to tell us. The posik is coming to tell us that what that I know the lametes malach is ha'osa. So the posik is coming to tell us that it's a lav and not chorus. So memela. So the translation of nitik over here does not mean it's a lav a nitik lase. It means that the Torah took it out of the context like this. All other psulei kodesh is a lav, and the psul kodesh and mechusas man, there's an essay, not a lav.